Welcome to the School of Manifestation. I'm your host and teacher, Karis Leah. I'm going to teach you how to use manifestation to create your dream life and become your best self. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's jump in. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. As I say in every episode, today's episode you guys are going to love. I know it because the first Law of Assumption episode I did is my most downloaded episode. So if you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check it out. It's a lot of the basics of Law of Assumption. And yeah, we're getting into the nitty-gritty. I know you guys love to manifest your SPs. I know you love to manifest everything in general using the Law of Assumption, because who doesn't? It's a great way to manifest, and it's another tool in your toolbox besides the Law of Attraction. And I really love the Law of Assumption. I learned about it probably 2 years ago now. And let me tell you guys, I made some huge leaps in that time. Like, I manifested some pretty great stuff before I started using the Law of Assumption. But I think that's because I kind of was using it anyway, like without really knowing what it was. So I kind of assumed I was using Law of Attraction when in actual fact, it was Law of Assumption. So anyway, that was kind of confusing. Just some general kind of updates. I am in my new flat, which is stunning. I manifested a new apartment, and I just kind of wanted different things. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to manifest different things. And it all came together. The dream building that I've been looking at for like 6 months had an availability, coincidentally, non-coincidentally. And yeah, I'm sitting in the apartment now, the one that I've been visualizing for literally 6 months. And I'm here, and it's surreal, and I love it. It's Sex and the City vibes. You guys will see it on my YouTube channel. So if you want to see a tour, how I manifested it, make sure you're subscribed. My channel is Manifest with Karis Leah. If you type in Karis Leah, the channel will come up. Make sure you're subscribed if you want to see that video. And let's jump into the episode. So yeah. Okay, so Law of Assumption. We talked about the basics in the last episode, but just a recap. The Law of Assumption basically says that whatever you assume is true is going to become fact. It's going to become truth in your life, and this is regardless of whether it is actually true or not. The Law of Assumption basically says that our only reality, the only reality that matters, is your reality, the reality that you perceive and that you create through your thoughts. So let's take a very general example, okay? And this is going to tie into what we're talking about in this episode of the Law of Assumption, or in this episode of the podcast on the Law of Assumption. If you assume that you're stupid, you live your whole life assuming that you're stupid, reality is only going to continue to show you proof of that. If you assume that you are stupid, you are going to look for proof of this in every single corner of your life. You are going to continue to look for proof of this. You are going to think that you can never get into your dream school. You think that you are never going to be competent enough in your dream job because you see yourself as stupid. Your brain is basically using a confirmation bias, which is like essentially just confirming to itself over and over again that this thought is correct. Ultimately, your brain wants to win. It wants to be proven right with every single thing that it believes, and it gets a lot of satisfaction out of that. And so it doesn't matter if what you're thinking is negative or positive, your brain wants to win. It wants to be proven right. And so if you think you're stupid, it's going to keep looking for proof of that because your brain cannot stand being incorrect. All it wants is to be proven right. And honestly, it does not matter if your belief is that you're stupid or that you're the smartest person in the world. It is going to keep seeking proof of anything that it believes to be true. Now, we all know somebody, right, who think they're the most special person on the planet. And because of this, they get a lot of opportunities. They get everything they want. This person that I knew that was like that was always like, I will always land on my feet. Like, I will always, everything just lines up for me, like, all the time. They didn't believe in law of attraction, law of assumption, but they believed that they were freaking special and that anything, you know, that they did would be successful. And that, guess what? They always ended up okay. Like, everything they did succeeded. Everything they did, you know, proved their brain right, that they were special, that they had this extra, you know, X factor about them. And every opportunity they wanted, they would, you know, walk right through that door with no problems because they saw themselves as special, and their brain would continue to affirm that through confirmation bias. It would continue to look for proof of that belief. Now, this is true of you and me and every other person, because we, you know, as humans are not that different. And so our brains all work in the same way. The difference between the person that can walk into every opportunity with ease and the person that thinks they're stupid and sees proof of that in every single thing that they do and never gets handed opportunities is simply what they believe, how special they believe themselves to be. And it's crazy at the end of the day when you realize this. The only difference between the people that are, you know, wildly successful and those that aren't are their belief, their self level of self-belief. It's just honestly mind-blowing. They also say, you know, like, CEOs, the smartest people that are earning, you know, the largest salaries, they aren't the smartest person in the room. They're just the person with the most self-belief. They could never do all of the tasks that, you know, the highly qualified engineers and, you know, all of those people that are like running the show, they can't do any of those tasks. Their best quality is their level of self-belief, and that's what makes them a CEO. And they're able to kind of like run everything and be in charge of everybody because they have this high level of self-belief. And that makes them great communicators, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All to say, the law of assumption is working for literally everybody. Everybody you can think of that is successful, not successful, it's always working. And it's working for you right now. And it'll even kind of pervade how you see this episode. This episode, you know, you could think, oh, this is total crap. It would never work for me. And you need to check that, because that's just a belief that you have that is being reflected back to you. Everything you want to see, you're going to see. You are creating everything through what you believe and what you assume. That's why it's called the law of assumption. These are all things that you are just assuming are true about your world. And you might think, where do these assumptions come from? They come from childhood. That is basically it. And I cover a lot of that in the first episode, I believe. But just to recap, the things that we are told are true about ourselves in childhood become the beliefs that we hold as adults. So if you believe yourself to be stupid, no baby is born, you know, thinking they're stupid. It is a belief that somewhere along the line, somebody made you believe was true about yourself. So that's really sad. And it takes a lot of courage to do the shadow work and go back into yourself and see, what are the things that I'm assuming? What are the things that I think are true about myself? to get like really vulnerable, I had a lot of like self-esteem assumptions that I'm still 100% working through. There is no magic bullet that can get rid of these assumptions that you believe to be true about yourself, like literally overnight. That's why the law of assumption is a practice. It's something that you need to uphold every single day through what is called a mental diet. And I will get into that, of course. That deserves a whole episode to itself, to be honest. But yeah, it is a discipline, and it requires us to continually focus on the shape of our mind and the thoughts that we are continually thinking and believing about ourselves and our environment. Like the flat I'm in now, I'm many, many stories high up in the sky. It's really, really tall. You could see this and assume that this is terrifying, or you could see it and assume that it is beautiful. And the way that I perceive the experience of living in this new flat is terrifying or a privilege based on what I'm assuming. And this is, of course, true of everything. So what I really want to talk about in this episode is everyone is you pushed out. Don't know if you guys have heard this term before or if you haven't, but it is really, really interesting. So essentially what it means to me is that everybody is you pushed out means that everybody we see and all the relationships we have are just a reflection of how we are seeing them. So essentially, every relationship that we have is just a reflection of our own mind, our own thoughts, our own assumptions. And this is why we are able to manifest people, because in our reality, this is a reality of our own creation. This is what the law of assumption says. And so our thoughts and our assumptions are creating every aspect of that, including the relationships that you have and the people that you see. There are multiple different realities, the law of assumption says. Think of them as like parallel realities all stacked next to each other. And this one's yours. We're in a box right now. You're listening to me. You're in your reality, okay? That's your space. And I'm in my reality. This is my space. So we can influence the relationships that we have, because all that really matters is how we see them and what we assume about them. And so if we assume that everybody thinks we're stupid, or that we're unattractive, or that our SP does not like us or does not love us, then that is what we are going to keep getting back, because it's our reality that we are creating through assumptions. When we essentially, we can give people the free will in our reality to ignore us, to not want to be with us, to not care about us, because that's what we're assuming. We're just assuming, oh, my SP does not love me, my SP does not like me, my SP is not, and for anybody wondering, SP means specific person, aka your crush, your soulmate, whatever, that they, you know, don't want to be with you, or they do. It ultimately comes down to your assumptions, because in your reality, all that matters is your assumptions. They are creating your version of reality. Now, there is a reality for your SP. They have their own reality too, but that is a separate world. That's not a world that you're involved in. And there can be, according to theories with the law of assumption, many parallel realities where things are different. And so they have their own little box where their reality, everything's different. You have yours. And the only one that matters is yours, because that's the only one that you're ever going to see. You're only ever going to see your reality. So yes, the law of assumption does, if you want to get super complicated with it and get into the details of manifesting specific people, you do kind of have to believe that there are parallel realities out there. Personally, I definitely believe that it is the case because I think of myself and I think of my boyfriend, and I know that he's living a totally separate world, separate reality with separate assumptions and a separate kind of, I don't know, he's in his own world, I'm in my own world, and I know he has his own reality, I have my own reality. Those technically are separate parallel realities, right? They're based on the perceptions that we create. And yeah, so you kind of have to think about it yourself, think whether that resonates with you, because that's ultimately what the law of assumption hinges on, is this understanding of separate realities and that we create our realities through what we assume. And it's a tough pill to swallow to think that, you know, you are 100% responsible for your relationships because you're creating them through these assumptions. So you have to ask yourself, is this a belief that, you know, you feel comfortable with, that makes sense to you? And if it does, start, you know, using it to your advantage. If this is something that you don't necessarily feel as comfortable with, the law of attraction might be better for you. So it really just depends. The law of assumption is really trendy right now on social media. A lot of people are making videos about it, using it, and to be honest, I get why. I think it's amazing. I'm a big fan, but I know that, you know, it, although it is always working, you know, technically using it and believing in it to manifest specific people may not be for everyone. So again, when it comes to manifestation, you've got to kind of take in this information and learn how to use it to your advantage in a way that makes sense to your mind. So take bits of what I say, leave bits of what I say, whatever works for you. So yes, essentially, let's get back into talking about everyone is you pushed out, because this is very interesting and kind of wild to me that you can basically create your relationships based on the way that you feel about yourself. We all know circumstances where relationships fail because the partner might be insecure. In their mind, their significant other is going out and cheating on them, or they don't trust them, and so they create mistrust within the relationship, and maybe the partner even does go out and cheat because they sense that from the other person. Your assumptions really, really, really do create the world that you live in and create all of your relationships, which, yeah, is crazy to think about. And I test this within my relationship a lot. You know, the assumptions that I have about my boyfriend change day to day. I try to keep them linear, try to keep them focused. And of course, I use the law of assumption to improve my life. And I notice on days where I don't keep up my mental diet, which is essentially, like I said, we'll do a whole episode on it, but essentially just controlling your negative thoughts, reining them in, correcting them, I do notice a difference in my relationship. It definitely, there are days where it can be tense or like not as happy or fun or lighthearted. And so it really is contingent on the assumptions that you are upholding and the assumptions that you maintain. So yeah, always be conscious of your assumptions, okay? You are choosing to assume the best when you take on the law of assumption. That is how you practice it. You are choosing to always assume the best, even in moments where it seems not good. So say you see your SP gossiping with another girl or another guy, and you're kind of standing like away from them, and you can see this happening, you can't hear what they're saying. In this situation, what you would want to do is assume that they are talking about you in a positive way. And your SP is saying, oh my gosh, they are you know, I'm so in love with them. I am nervous to approach them. I really like them. And they're talking about you in a positive way. You can assume that they're talking about you in a negative way. And that would be your reality. And you would go home and cry and you'd be upset. And you would react in a specific way. Maybe you would text them and say, I hate you. Like, why would you? I saw you talking about me with so-and-so. And create this negativity and create this negative assumption, which then becomes reality because you then act on it. Or you can assume that they're saying something positive about you. And yeah, some people might look at this and be like, it's delusional optimism, but I have seen delusional optimism work. I mean, optimists live a lot longer, they have happier lives, they're healthier. Optimism is seen in our society as like naive and stupid and dumb, but being an optimist has so many concrete benefits that are like literally proven by a lot of scientific studies. And you know, you can even take the placebo effect, for example. Being an optimist has way more advantages than disadvantages. So if you are going to assume something and you don't really know what was being said in that conversation, right? Like, you don't have a camera recording everything. And even if you got both sides like of the story from each of them in that moment, both of those stories would be different. Guess why? They're living in different realities and they both have different assumptions. So nobody knows the truth of the situation, right? You might as well create it right now in this moment and say, they're talking about me. You can assume right now, my specific person loves me. They're thinking about me right now. They, you know, care about me so much. And you can continue on and on and on in these assumptions. And I mean, try it, see what happens. This is what Neville Goddard always says. He's like the founding father of the law of assumption. He says, don't take my word for it, just go try it. Like, you don't have to believe something you hear on the internet face value. You can go and try it and see for yourself if it works. He did some crazy, crazy experiments that, to be honest, I'm working my way up to. Like, he would be, you know, do crazy things in public just to prove this is my reality. Like, nobody, you know, nobody else matters but me, basically, because this is my world. Like, you're all just living in it kind of vibe. I'm not ready to take it that far yet, but I do practice the law of assumption in all the ways that I can and do find it very, very fun. And I've seen payoff from it. Like, you just have to assume, like with this flat, there were quite a few moments where it looked like things were going to fall through. And I just kept assuming. I lived in the end. I persisted in the end. You can check out the first Law of Assumption episode if you want to know more about that. But I persisted in the end and I continued in the feeling that, you know, this is my reality. This flat is already mine. And I visualized lying in the bed that I'm sitting in, recording podcasts in the bed that I'm sitting in, and just being there. And I saw the view and I really lived in the end until it became reality. And even in moments where it feels like, okay, this is not going to manifest, like I messed this up. If you continue to persist and live in the end and solidify that assumption, and make it real in your mind, because you have to make it real. You can't like pretend to assume things. They actually have to become assumed by the mind, aka become beliefs pretty much. That is when it will manifest, even if it seems at the last minute like, no, like this isn't gonna work. Like, for example, if you manifested your A levels, this is what I did back in the day. I manifested getting into my dream university. I got my A levels And they weren't good enough to get into the university. And I cried and I thought, oh my God, the freaking law of attraction does not work. I was so upset. I was so angry. And then I self-corrected and I thought, you know what? No, I'm going there. I'm going there. I'm going there. And lo and behold, I got an email. Literally, it was so crazy. It was literally like a few hours later. They let me in anyway. And I got to go to the university even without making the grades. So ultimately, even at the last second, when it seems like things have failed, remember to persist in your assumptions and things will work out. And yeah, I mean, the great thing about law of assumption too is you don't feel the pressure to be high vibe all the time. Like if you're missing your SP and you feel sad about that, like you are allowed to feel sad. You just, I mean, obviously it helps, in my opinion, to feel the emotions of already having the thing that you want. I think that's really important, but it doesn't mean that if you have a sad moment where you're missing them, that it's going to mess everything up. Like you're fine. It's still, you know, it's still yours. And even at the last second, do not give up because you never know what can happen second by second. And you are creating your reality. Like this is your world. Everyone is you pushed out. Everybody is you. Everybody is, and everybody and how we meet is a projection of how we see them. And if you remember that, it also takes away a lot of like social anxiety and fear, I find. And you can even take it a step further, you know, and see how a lot of ancient religions talk about how we're all connected. We are all one. We are all of the same source, you know? Whatever way that you like to see it, you do not have to be spiritual to use the law of assumption. You can. You do not have to be. And that is that. I think that is a general sum of everybody as you pushed out for now. And I hope that this was helpful for you guys. If you ever have any questions, you can put them in my TikTok message, like question box that should be on my profile. I try to look at DMs too, but they get filled up very, very fast. So I try to reply to as many of you as I can. But I do try and look at most of them and I will try and do a Q&A episode if that is something that you guys would want. So let me know. And yeah, make sure you're subscribed to my YouTube so you don't miss. I have some really good videos on the law of assumption coming out over the next couple of weeks. I have them all planned out and I think you guys are really, really gonna like them. So I have those and yeah, my YouTube is just Karis Leah. You guys know my TikTok, I'm sure, because that's where you're all from. Karis Leah, if you want more content on the law of assumption, manifestation, all that good stuff. But other than that, guys, I will see you in the next episode. Bye.